Hollywood. Colgate Tooth Powder presents The Mel Blanc Show, written by Mac Benoff with Mary Jane Croft, Joe Kearns, Hans Conried, Elvia Allman, the sportsman, Victor Miller and his orchestra, and starring the creator of the voice of Bugs Bunny.
What's up, Doc?
Yes, Colgate Tooth Powder for a breath that's sweet and teeth that sparkle brings you The Mel Blanc Show with Mel playing his new character, Zookie.
Hi.
And starring himself in person, Mel Blanc.
Hi, folks. Ugga, ugga, boo, ugga, boo, boo, ugga.
Someone once said that in the spring, a young man's fancy lightly turns to thoughts of love. And that's the way it's been ever since time began. Even in 43 B.C., when lovely Cleopatra bestowed a kiss upon the feverish lips of Mark Antony, Mark was moved to say,
"Ah, Cleopatra, that kiss sent a thousand doves fluttering through my heart."
And in the 16th century, when Juliet pressed a kiss upon Romeo's lips, Romeo was moved to say,
"Oh, Juliet, thy kiss has sent my heart a-fluttering like unto the strings of yonder harpsichord."
And in the 20th century, when Betty Colby impulsively placed an impassioned kiss upon the lips of her boyfriend, Mel Blanc, Mel was moved to say,
"Fresh."
Yes, that's Mel Blanc, folks. Suave, sophisticated, and semi-conscious. So let's look in on Mel and Betty in Mel's Fix-It Shop as they discuss their future. And as usual, it's Betty who takes the initiative.
Just think, Mel, soon it'll be June and the two of us will be married.
That's nice. I wonder who we'll marry.
Me, of course. And later on, you'll be a father. Mel, what do you think of that? How many children would you like to have?
Well, three.
Why do you pick three?
I'd like to have one of each. A boy, a girl, and something that looks like your father.
Now, don't talk that way about Father Mel. He's been very nice to you lately, and I have a feeling he may let us become engaged.
Gosh, Betty, I've always dreamed of having our own home. We'll have a home just like the rich. Even the towels will be marked yours and mine.
Well, but, Mel, isn't that extravagant?
No, the top half will be yours and the bottom half will be mine.
Well, Mel, as long as we're talking about marriage, why don't you ask Father for his consent today?
Well, I don't know, Betty. Every time I bring it up, your father kicks me right in the middle of the subject. I don't mind telling you, it's becoming a very sore subject.
Well, stop worrying, darling.
Oh, hello, Betty.
Hello, Father.
Hello, Mel.
Hello, Mr. Colby. Mr. Colby, I want to marry your daughter.
You want to marry my daughter. You want to marry my daughter. You want to marry my daughter.
Not all of us, Mr. Colby, just me.
Well, I don't know, Mel. After all, Betty's used to the best. And I don't want her to live in a crummy, run-down place.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Colby. As soon as we're married, she'll move right out of your house.
What? Do you realize what it cost me to support a girl like Betty? $10 for shoes, $20 for hats, $50 for dresses, $75 for... Wait a minute. Yes, Mel. You and Betty have waited long enough. Yes, you can get married right away with my blessing.
Well, Mr. Colby, don't give in so fast. Huh? Maybe I'm not good enough for Betty. Maybe...
Now listen, you nincompoop. For years you've been asking me. Now you marry my daughter or I'll break every bone in your body.
But...
And we'll announce the engagement tonight at the party honoring Cousin Dottie's arrival.
Tonight? Oh, gosh, I'm so happy I could kiss anybody.
You could?
Yeah.
Oh, Mel Blanc, get your hands off me.
Oh, my baby getting married. I'm losing a daughter. I'm losing a daughter.
Well, don't think of it that way, Mr. Colby. You're not losing a daughter. You're gaining a son. Me.
Oh, no!
Say, Betty, that cousin Dottie your father spoke about, is that the one from New York?
Oh, yes, Mel, and I better go on home. She should be here soon.
Oh, you mean the man crazy one? The one who walks around with a marriage license made out to her and to whom it may concern?
Yes, and you be careful.
Oh, don't worry, Betty. I'm all yours, Sugar Pie.
Well, I'll see you tonight at the party, darling. Bye.
Bye. Oh, gosh. Betty and I finally getting married. And this time, nothing will come between us.
Oh, hello, tall, dark, and so what? So you ain't handsome.
Huh?
I'm Cousin Dottie. I was up to Betty's house, and they told me Betty would be here, but... Oh, I see you're here alone.
Well, Betty went down to the supermarket. Now, that's four blocks south, and then you turn
left.
Now, listen,
if I want directions, I'll go to the auto club. Oh, so you're Mel Blanc. Oh, the boyfriend of my nearest, dearest, and darlingest cousin. What do you see in her anyway?
Well...
You know, you and me can make beautiful music together.
We could? What instrument do you play?
Oh. Oh, you're so witty. You're a regular St. Bernard Shaw. Why can't I get a man like you?
Oh, don't worry, Cousin Dottie. You'll find someone. You know, there's a girl for every man and a man for every girl, and you can't improve that arrangement.
I don't want to improve it. I just want to get in on it. You know, I don't go for just anybody. The body's got to be on a man. You're just my type. Two eyes and two ears.
Well, Cousin Dottie, there's something I think you ought to know.
Yes? What is it?
At your party tonight, I'm going to announce my engagement.
Oh, no, not really.
Dottie, very soon you and I will be related by marriage.
I accept!
You what?
I accept! Oh, but... how wonderful! At last I'm engaged.
No, I mean,
I ain't here over 5 minutes and already I draw a blank. Come on, lover!
But wait a minute, I... Come back here! Hey, what happened? I was sitting here minding my own business, and now I'm engaged to two girls. I'm worse than a bigamist. I'm an engagemist.
Use Colgate tooth powder. Keep smiling just right. Use it each morning and use it each night. It cleans your teeth, makes breath so sweet. Use Colgate tooth powder.
Want teeth that sparkle and dazzle, a breath that's fresh and sweet? Then try Colgate tooth powder, for the new all-purpose Colgate tooth powder cleans your teeth and sweetens your breath. Yes, this new all-purpose tooth powder produces an amazingly rich, active foam that's marvelously effective. Every time you brush your teeth with this new all-purpose Colgate tooth powder, your whole mouth feels clean, sweet, fresh. Your teeth regain their natural sparkle. It's been proved in 7 cases out of 10 that Colgate tooth powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. And as for cleaning, you can depend on Colgate tooth powder revealing the natural brilliance of your teeth. Yes, Colgate tooth powder, the new all-purpose tooth powder, does everything you can expect or ask of a dentifrice. Try Colgate tooth powder today for teeth that sparkle and a breath that's sweet.
Use Colgate tooth powder.
And now the sportsman, Victor Miller, and the orchestra with their arrangement of At Sundown.
Sighing of love undying at sundown. Every little bird is resting and feather nesting at sundown. Each little rosebud is sleeping while the purple shadows are creeping. In a little cottage cozy, the world seems rosy at sundown.
Where a loving smile will greet me and always meet me.
Just about at sundown, I seem to sigh I'm in heaven above. When the night is falling and love is calling me home, sweet home.
Every little breeze is sighing and love is undying at sundown. Every little bird is resting and feather nesting at sundown. falling and love is calling me.
To Mel Blanc. Mr. Colby agreed to announce Mel's engagement to his daughter Betty at a party for Cousin Dottie. But Cousin Dottie mistakenly thought Mel was proposing to her and also accepted. Now Mel is engaged to both of them, and poor Mel is going crazy trying to figure out how to straighten out the mix-up. Now to add to his wounds, here comes Hartley Benson, the town Beau Brummel.
Oh, hello, Hartley. What's on your mind?
The usual thing, great big adorable me. So enchanting, women follow me panting.
Say, Hartley, you're just the guy to help me with my problem. I'm engaged to two women at the same time.
Mel, old boy, that is no problem. I'm engaged to nine different girls and going out with nine others.
Well, doesn't that make the nine girls you're engaged to angry?
Of course not. They're happy they made the first team.
Gosh, maybe you can take Cousin Dottie off my hands.
Well, tell her to come around next week. I'm holding spring tryouts.
What conceit. What's so wonderful about Hartley Benson?
Don't ask me. Ask the woman who owns one. With women who know men best, it's Benson. 2-2-1.
Listen to this guy rave.
Why, Mel, I tell you, it's even got out of hand. Last week I went to the flower show. Oh, was I embarrassed.
Why?
I won first prize.
I didn't even know they allowed poison ivy in the show.
Listen, Mel, you've just made me very happy to deliver this message. Cousin Dottie told Betty's father about her engagement, and Mr. Colby said if you don't square things immediately, he's going to break every bone in your body. He would have broken you in half already, except for one thing.
Well, what's that?
He doesn't want two of you around the house. Well, so long, Mel, old boy. Nice seeing me.
What a character. He gets women to kiss him. Sure, he's tall, dark, and handsome. That's no trick. The trick is to look like me and get women to kiss him. Hey, that's impossible. Oh, Mr. Colby's going to break every bone in my body if I don't get rid of Cousin Dottie. But getting rid of her is even more impossible. Well, here comes Mr. Cushing. Maybe he can help me.
Hello, Brother Zebra.
Hello, mighty potentate. Ugga, ugga, boo, ugga, boo, boo, ugga. How's your wife? In good shape?
Mel, the word is lump. As a matter of fact, her figure's a cross between a shape and a lump. A slump. You know, last night I did a little checking up on her. And just look at these measurements. 38.
Well, that's not bad.
Mel, that's her ankle. Twenty-six.
Well, that's better.
For her wrist? 48.
Well, that must be her waist.
Height. 68.
Now I know it's her waist.
H. 12.
Can that be her waist?
T.
Well, what about her waist?
None. When I married my wife, she had an hourglass figure. Now it's still glass, but it's more like a beer box. If I could get 2 cents back, I'd turn her in.
You sound a little disgusted, mighty potentate.
Well, the other day we were out taking pictures. My wife powdered her nose, she put on her hat, she smiled, and she said, "Oh, John, I'm ready. Shoot me." Gab, what a temptation. Tell a
You think you've got troubles, Mighty Potentate? Cousin Dottie says she's engaged to me, but if I don't marry Betty, Mr. Colby will kill me.
Then it's a case of getting married, having Mr. Colby kill you?
Yeah, what shall I do?
Metal let Colby kill you. It's a good, clean death.
No, Mighty Potentate. Oh, how am I going to get out of my engagement to Dottie?
Mel, I just thought of it. Make Cousin Dottie believe that you're a desperate criminal, a killer. She'll break the engagement.
Gosh, that's the best idea I ever heard of how to get rid of a woman.
How do you like that? Now I get the idea. 20 years too late. Well, so long, Mel. I got to move.
Oh, what a terrific idea. Now I better send Zuki up to tell Mr. Covey about it.
Zuki! Zuki!
Now, Zuki, tell me what Mel said.
Well, he said he loves it.
Betty.
Thanks. And he wants to marry her and raise
children?
Chickens. No, children. And he said he hates Dottie in Morse code. He's going to tell Dottie that Mel is a killer. He's a gangster. He's going to make believe he's from Scotland Yard.
Did he say that?
Not in so many words.
Well, he'd better do a good job, because if he doesn't, I'll...
I know, you'll break every bone in his... Is there a doctor in the house?
Now, Betty, will you snap out of it? Try and enjoy the party. And forget that nincompoop. Well, you can always get a man.
I don't want a man. I want Mel Blanc.
I told you he has a plan. Here comes Cousin Dottie.
Oh, Uncle, what a lovely party. And who thought it would turn out to be my engagement party? I hope you'll both be very happy, Cousin Dottie.
Now, Dottie... After all, you've only known Mel a few minutes. Maybe he isn't the kind of man you'd want for a husband.
That kind don't live. Where is he? I can't wait.
Hootman and a Glockamora evening to you all. I am Inspector MacGregor from Scotland Yard.
Oh, hello.
My, but you're a bonny lassie. You look just like Annie Laurie.
And who do I look like?
Peter Laurie. I was just joking, girl. You two are a bonny lassie, and you do look like lassie.
Who are you?
I told you, Inspector MacGregor of Scotland Yard. I come on very important business. I'm here to track down that desperate, ruthless criminal, Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc, a criminal?
Aye.
Well, I'm engaged to him.
Oh, that's too bad. According to our files, Mel Blanc has been married 8 times, and he's killed all 8 of his wives.
Well, goodness, no husband is perfect.
And that's not all. He's wanted all over Scotland. He held up 10 banks, killed 45 policemen, and shot 72 men.
Well, what's he wanted for?
Carrying a gun without a license.
Mel, I still love my Melzy. I like him big and strong and powerful. The only thing I hate is a weakling.
A weakling, eh? Well, Hootman, and goodbye to all of you.
I don't know. Something's going wrong somewhere.
Oh, I'm so happy to know that Mel is the real He-Man. I was afraid he was a weakling. Oh, just think, a man. All for myself.
Come in.
Pardon me. I am from France.
Oh, I was wondering what you were going to do. From France, eh? What's your name?
Charlotte Rouge. I have just come from Paris. I came here to buy some American postcards.
Oh, are you familiar with Rudy LePay and Montmartre?
Oh, but certainement. Two lovely fellows. I am looking for my hairdresser, Mel Blanc. He is such a weakling.
Mel Blanc, a weakling?
Oh, but certain, yes. He used to work in my beauty salon. He was in charge of plucking eyebrows.
Are you
to pluck eyebrows?
Well, he did not have quite enough strength for that. All he could do was loosen them. I'll never forget the day we lost him. He had a nervous breakdown.
Well, what happened?
John L. Lewis walked into the place. Take my advice, Dottie. Do not marry him. He will never...
Dottie!
Oh, Mother!
I came just as fast as I got your telegram. I dropped the ring, the trousseau, and smelling salts for the groom. Where's the lucky boy?
I'm afraid he was too weak to come.
Oh, stop it, Nell. I knew it was you all the time.
What?
I was just letting you have your little joke until Mother came. Mother, this is my coming intended, Nell Blank.
This?
Oh, don't look at the face, Mother. He's got a wonderful brain.
Well, if he's intelligent, that's different. Pleased to meet you, son. Moron.
It's great to meet up with you, Starlady.
Dottie, come home with me. The engagement is off.
My boy, I realize the whole thing was due to circumstances beyond your control.
Well, thanks, Mr. Colby. And Betty, how do you feel about it?
Oh, Mel, darling, you know I'll always love you.
Gee, thanks, Betty.
And now that we're engaged again, I've seen just the ring I want.
Well, that's nice.
And it's only $300.
Well, Mel, my boy, what do you say to that? Huh?
Mel, say something.
Use Colgate toothpowder, keep smiling just right. Use it each morning and use it each night. It cleans your teeth, makes breath so sweet. Use Colgate toothpowder.
A smile that dazzles, a breath that's sweet, teeth that sparkle. What a thrill to have all three. Then try Colgate tooth powder, Colgate all-purpose tooth powder. Its rich, active foam gets into every corner of your mouth to sweeten your breath. In 7 cases out of 10, it's been proved Colgate tooth powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in your mouth. And when it comes to cleaning your teeth, you can't buy a dentifrice that does a better job than Colgate tooth powder, the all-purpose tooth powder. So for teeth that sparkle and a breath that's sweet, try Colgate tooth powder, the all-purpose tooth powder.
Use Colgate tooth powder!
This is Bud Heaston reminding you that Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and teeth that sparkle brings you the Mel Blanc Show every Tuesday at this time. Be sure to join us again next Tuesday night for more fun with Mel and the people you meet in Mel Blanc's Fix-It Shop.